Hey, I guess we're finally back instead of, being randomly canceled 2 weeks in a row, was that? That kind of sucks. Oh well, we're finally playing Keegan's new song now. I told him that, weeks ago. I don't know if he's listening somewhere in England right now. I kind of forgot to tell him we're playing it again this week. Oh yeah, Anna ditched me again, guys. So, screw her. But, I have Riley here.
That's all you're gonna give me. I was expecting a spit and chiclets type of introduction here, Paul Bissonnette or something. Come on.
Honestly, Biznasty's from Welland. We got more Welland talk in the show.
Shout out to the hometown, huh?
Yeah. They've got... I don't know what they've got going for them. I can't say.
Well, you for one, of course.
Yeah, We got me, Biznasty.
That's all you need.
That's all you need, actually, yeah. Trivial Pursuit.
Really?
Yeah, one of the inventors of Trivial Pursuit is from Welland.
Well, tell us the story. How do you know this?
We looked up notable people from Welland one day, and we found that on Wikipedia. I actually have no good backstory for that one.
Fair. That's cool. That's a good fact.
Yeah. So tonight, we're playing Keegan's new song, Caught in the Moment. It's about becoming famous, but it's their first song. So that's a little bit questionable, Keegan.
They're predicting the future.
They're predicting the future, yeah. This will be you. You will get caught in the moment, but don't. Don't get caught in the moment. Be less like Rod Stewart and more like Eddie Vedder. Stay real. Yeah. Don't go from, Maggie May to Blondes Have More Fun. Just stick with being fucking Pearl Jam. And that inspired a random punk set after. And then it just kept going. And even if it wasn't punk, it sounds kind of punk. My favorite song title on this is Weekend at Bernice's. Hands down. And then there's a band called Snacks that only has about 1,000 listens on all their songs.
A hidden gem.
Yeah, hidden gem. It's actually pretty sweet.
I gave it a listen before we came here.
All right, so we're just going to get into the music, and then I might figure out what I'm going to say after. Let's see. So he is Caught in the Moment by No Service. Wow. I see that all the time on my phone. All right, here we go. Back. So that was Caught in the Moment by No Service, Keegan's new song, / the namesake of this playlist. Motivation by Sum 41, one of Keegan's favorite bands, probably his favorite Canadian band. And Matt by Goldfinch. I am so sorry. So funny story about Goldfinch. That one really weird day where Anna and I somehow pulled off doing a show and going to a concert simultaneously. I met Omar, who is the drummer for Goldfinch. I forget. I'm sorry, Omar.
You're not qualified to be here tonight.
I'm not qualified. I put Anna in control of keeping track of my head for a ski club and this. So, yeah. He was a pretty cool guy. We talked about, doing an interview, and then I forgot. I got sidetracked. I'm sorry. We're going to do that one day. They're around here. They're a local KW band. Go give them a listen. They play around here a lot. Last time they played around here, I think they played at The Beat Goes On, and, four people showed up. Do you remember Aaron from our tax class?
Yep.
Yeah, Aaron told me about that, last minute. They played at, 6 in the afternoon, though. I would have wanted to go see them, but they played at, 6 in the afternoon, during exams.
That's tough to get to. He was a huge music fan,
He was a huge music fan. As the day I wore, my baggy Arcalis hoodie to class, he started talking to me. He's like, oh, you like the Arcalis? I'm like, actually, I took off my hoodie and then had an Arcalis shirt on underneath.
I think every playlist almost has a song for the noise pollution tracks.
Yeah. Yeah, almost every playlist has Hollow Auto and or the Arcals.
That's why you're here.
Yeah, that's why I'm here, you know? Just bringing the passion to the people. You know, I just want to share with everyone.
Okay, what can you tell me about Pup? They're the next artist, by the way.
Yeah, I know that. I'm trying to think of what I know about them. I think I only came in contact with them because I was at the, like, related to section of Spotify, and they were related to Colorado. And I'm... No, the Pew 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 is mid-20s skateboarder. How did I get to Pup? I don't know. Oh, they have a new song? Wait, or, oh, I'm playing that. Never mind. I'm an idiot. Yeah, I just, like, randomly started listening to them. Actually, I think I went to Pew 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 first, and I heard about Pew 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 because the OV Twitter account tweets about Pew 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 a lot. For Riley, who doesn't know, OV is the beer of Welland. It's cheap, tastes disgusting, all the old French guys in town drink it. You start drinking it when you're a kid, and you drink it for comical reasons after.
When he says kid, he means he was 17.
Yeah.
In his garage.
Yeah. Not my garage. My friend's garage.
Welcome to Welland.
Yeah. You know, when you're the kind of place where you don't have much to do, so you go to beer.
And Trivial Pursuit, apparently.
Yeah. You know, that's what happens. Get drunk off OV and start questioning your friends. Just get some heated debates going. Yeah, so this is just a full punk set. They're all pretty sweet bands. I love the name Snacks Question Mark, though.
Why?
Because...
What do you love about it?
I relate to it. I always want snacks. Like...
Why do you have to ask?
Well, like, you know, sometimes you ran out of snacks and you have to ask for more snacks.
Fair. Yeah, I like it. It's kind of... It's creative. It's playful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, hey, snacks. There'll be snacks at this event. Everyone shows up. It's like the breakfast in Lazaridis Hall in the mornings.
I remember 10 a.m. marketing going with a bowl of Nesquik.
Yeah.
To write my quiz, yeah.
Yeah. Every time. Brent just sees us walking in with, like, bowls of cereal. What are these kids up to?
Shout out to Brent Barr.
I miss Brent.
Quite the guy.
Brent was quite the professor. He was an interesting character.
Ex-military turned veterinarian entrepreneur.
Yeah. How do you make that switch? Wait, no. There's the key piece in the middle of those two. Colgate Palmolive.
Yeah. Toothpaste guy.
Yeah, toothpaste guy. And dish soap guy.
Right.
The amount that I've learned about the toothpaste industry and dish soap is absolutely ridiculous. Because Brent would explain his dish soap marketing tactics to us during class. You just gotta attack sunlight directly, you know? Steal their market share.
That was a good class. He was a good prof.
That's how Colgate went from 23% market share to 30% market share in 1 year.
Oh my god, no way. Okay, let's hear Pup. I'm interested.
Okay, we're gonna go to Pup now, and we'll talk to you guys again in a few minutes. All right.
And we're back. Always wanted to do that.
So, what do you think of those songs, Riley?
I love those songs. I think my favorite was Kids by Pup. Pew 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 is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And to tell you the truth, I wasn't even listening when... who was that? Snacks was on? Oh, yeah. I got through that again.
Bukowski book title. They have some other really cool names to their songs. I wanted to play... I liked Bukowski book title. I thought of playing Pick Me Up or Morning Brew, but Brew with, like, the German U, which is pretty funny. Or this Schlongton.
I don't even... That's reason enough to pick the song, if you ask me.
Yeah. Or Caffeine's Split.
Fiend spelled F-I-E-N-D-S.
Yeah. Honestly, like, bands with funny song titles always get me. I love them. Like, Pew Pew Pew's Mid-20s Skateboarder. That's a good one.
Just like a girl that drinks cheap wine and bakes chocolate chip muffins.
Yeah. Then they also have a song, Asshole Pandemic. Not a bad one. 65 Nickels. Glory Days. Glory Days makes you think of classic rock. Bruce Springsteen.
100%. For sure it does.
I fucking love Bruce Springsteen.
Who doesn't?
Now, that we're on the topic of classic rock, do you know who's coming to town?
Well, after you just mentioned it, I do now. I don't know if you can call it town, but Oro Medonte is Midwestern Ontario?
Yeah. It's almost to the point of, well, if it's outside of the Golden Horseshoe, I think everything's Northern Ontario at that point. It's almost like just barely in there. You're like dipping into cottage country at that point. But anyways, the Rolling Stones are playing in Oro Medonte on June 29th. It's a Saturday, and as we all know, Saturdays are for the Stones. So tickets go on sale on Friday, and what I time? Have to go see that at 10 a.m. The pre-sale already opened up. I got a pre-sale code, and then they sold out of the cheap tickets for their pre-sale. I guess they normally set a cap. So I'm kind of pissed off, not going to lie. I really want to go see the Stones, and I really hope I get those tickets.
I hope you get those tickets, too.
I've actually seen the Stones once before. Yeah.
Tell me more.
In 2015, in July, they played at the at Ralph Wilson Stadium, or I don't know what it's New Era Field now, wherever the frickin' Bills play. How about that? The Stones were there. I sat way up on the side in the nosebleeds. We caught the tickets to like $100 Canadian, which was a really good price for that concert because it was freaking expensive for everything else. Like, if you wanted to sit even a little bit lower, you had to fork over a lot of cash.
I bet.
And it was my first big concert. And it is unbelievable how much energy Mick Jagger still has. It is absolutely incredible.
Can you dance like him?
No, I cannot. Not for the life of me. So
I've heard otherwise. Come to Chainsaw tomorrow, guys.
Yo, honestly, my karaoke skills aren't too good.
But his dancing makes up for it.
Yeah, you know, moves like Jagger. But the stage went across the football field, and a section went almost 50 yards out, and Mick Jagger didn't stop moving the whole time.
He's a performer.
He has more energy than most young guys ever will. And he was in his 70s already at that point. You know he fathered a kid at 72?
That is disgusting. That is unbelievable.
The girl's 28.
Excellent.
Yep. That's Mick Jagger for you, I guess. Can't really expect.
He's living.
He's just living. He just likes to have his fun. Apparently, he eats a giant plate of pasta every day, so he has enough carbs to perform like he does. And he goes for an 8-mile run every day, so he stays in shape.
Is he in good shape?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I guess if you're dancing like he is and moving all over.
He's in weirdly good shape for a guy that was dragged out of a coffin.
You know what? He looks better than Steven Tyler ever will. He looks like my great aunt. But you know who else likes to have fun? Who we've mentioned already tonight, but they're coming to town tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. The Arkells are playing in Kitchener tomorrow night. I really screwed up by... I thought I bought a general admission ticket. Turns out I bought a single-seated ticket. So that ruined my whole backup plan in accordance to the tickets. So now I might be out $80 if I have to buy new tickets, if I can't sell that. So we're going to see what happens. But me and Riley are trying to go for that. So is Kobe. I don't know if Kobe's listening. He sometimes does. He was on the show last time Anna ditched me.
Can we listen to this on a radio? Like, can people in their cars listen to Radio Lori?
No, you can only use, like, the website.
Okay, I thought so.
Yeah, sadly. But then that's kind of good, too, because you can listen to it anywhere that way.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if Radio Lori actually had their own, like, radio station.
Drop it in the suggestion box.
Honestly, I really don't think they have the funds for that. Look at this studio.
We're sitting in paradise right now.
Yeah, this definitely doesn't look like a trap house.
It's fun. We're Radio Laurier. What more would you want?
This place has a lot of character, actually.
That's exactly what we want and what we need.
Yeah, you know, radio personalities have to have character, don't they?
Well, look at you.
Character's one way to put it.
Unbelievable.
All right, now we're going to go to the Other Wives and the Dirty Nell.
You've Cole probably picks heard it. All of his bands by their name. He doesn't care how good they sound or how bad they sound.
Except for the fact that otherwise, those cats went to my high school. This is one of their newer songs. It's off the, I think it's the more popular one off the album now. And I'm not sure which girl that's written about, but she probably also went to my high school. So I need to inquire about that next time I see them.
That's a cool story.
Then I don't want that phone call about from the Dirty Nell. Is, you know what, give it a listen, then we're going to talk about it, because I really want you to listen to the words for that one, because it actually has like a pretty deep meaning behind it. All right, cats, we'll see you later. You know when you think of, like, a really good tweet, but it gets, like, no recognition at all?
I don't. No. Tell me more.
So, this is related to Weekend at Bernice's, because it is related to, also, Weekend at Bernice.
Which you've never seen, I heard.
Yes. But I saw a tweet about somebody saying, like, oh, what would happen if you did the purge too early? And you have to pretend that somebody you killed was still alive for a few days. They should make a movie about that. And then I quoted it, and I'm like, Weekend at Bernice's. Got like maybe like 4 likes. I'm like, I thought that was good.
Was that all 4 followers?
Yeah, basically.
Good for you.
I've only had like a handful of good tweets. Most of them are really bad. Like, there's only one that's cracked the triple digits. It was, like, a really good one roasting Welland. That's the only reason why.
Fair.
It was, like, you know, when people would, like, describe, like, put a list of things to do in a certain city, and it's, like, oh, things to do in Ottawa, eat shawarma, skate in the Rideau Canal, like, people were doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mine was eat some Welland pizza, get blackout off of turbos at Hank's, drink OV by the canal. Just, it's all horrible things about Welland like that. Just, and then it's, I think the last one was show visitors Niagara Falls. when everyone comes to, like, visit, you just take them to Niagara Falls. There's nothing to see in Welland. Alright, so we gotta wrap this up, because we're not gonna fit in these last 3 songs, even though this is a shorter set than usual. So, up next, we got Born Yesterday by Colorado. We have talked about them more than enough. Accolades by Little Junior, a band that often opens for Colorado. And Shred City Nights by Everett Bird, somebody who tours with Colorado as the keyboardist and opens for them a lot. Wow, is there a theme to this? All right.
They're cousins. What's the record label again?
Voro Mountain Records. Listen to that label. It is filled with good stuff. So, time to sign off. Any last words?
Is it too late to get Twitter?
I deleted my Twitter.
That means I have to get on it.
Yeah.
That means I have to get on it.
Yeah. It is not too late to get Twitter.
It is not too late to get Twitter. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for having me, Cole. All
right. Thanks for being here. And, you know what? Always remember, rock and roll ain't noise pollution.